Back in March 2018, an insurance company from New Zealand started a landmark trial with its company staff.
It decided to trial a four-day working week. Almost 250 staff at Perpetual Guardian took part.
So for this week's podcast on English.com business podcast, we're looking at the pros and cons of working a four-day week.
Right, Jackie. So that New Zealand company, what was the result of their trial?
The employees completed surveys before they did the trial and after they did the trial. And it was upon reading the results that the company declared it was a great success and decided to adopt the new schedule full time.
Okay, so why was it such a great success then?
Well, there were three factors that they looked at. And overall, staff reported lower stress levels, higher levels of job satisfaction, interesting, and also an improved sense of work-life balance.
Well, okay, that sounds obvious. The employees loved it. What did the firm get out of it?
Actually, because there was less stress, productivity increased. People who enjoy their job at the end of the day work better.
Fantastic. But actually, the four-day week, it's nothing new, is it?
No, they've had it in America for some time. Richard, the difference is, in America, you still work 40 hours, right? But you just do it over 4 days.
So you still do the same number of hours as you did in 5 days, but you do it in the 4 days.
Exactly. You're working a 10-hour day instead. The important thing here was that people worked fewer hours, got paid the same.
They worked for 4 days, but got paid for five.
Exactly.
So a four-day week then, it can't all be good then, surely?
Well, I suppose there is a possibility that if you're working harder for 4 days, you could actually, come the fourth day, become less productive. And also those on a four-day week, they may feel some pressure to come into meetings on that fifth day when they're not there. Or work from home.
Okay, it was a great success then, this four-day week, but why did the company actually go for it in the first place?
Yeah, new technology, Richard. I mean, you know, the use of computers. People always thought, didn't they, that in the future, it wasn't that long ago, they said in the future, people will be working more from home and having a more relaxed work-life balance.
Yeah, they always said people will be working less in the future, didn't they? Mm. But it appears that people are actually working more.
Exactly.
You can't get away from the office nowadays, can you, with emails and phone calls, etc.?
No. It's created a culture where workers are required to be constantly available to work. You see that all the time, Richard, and with our friends. They're on the phone or answering emails at the weekend.
Mm. Now, that company in New Zealand did one thing, but they've been trying something else in France, haven't they?
Mm. Yeah, France realised that work was spilling into after hours. So they tried a different approach. And this was getting companies to make regulations that stopped employees responding to emails, answering phones after certain time. But I wonder, it's interesting, the four-day week. It works for some companies. I wonder if it's the future.
Yes, I think it depends on the company itself, doesn't it? Some companies can lend their ways to 4 days where it might be impossible for others.
Anyway, do you work for a company who does a four-day working week? Or would you like to see it introduced to your company?
We'd love to hear from you.